तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा।
नमस्ते श्रोताबिन्द, घृणालाई कसरी चिन्ने भन्ने SBS एक्जामिन श्रृंखलाको यो अंकमा यहाँहरूलाई स्वागत छ। म सपना फुयाल। यस श्रृंखलामा हामीले समाजमा विभाजन ल्याउने कारणहरू खोतल्दै सामाजिक सद्भाव कायम गर्न आखिर के चाहिन्छ भनेर प्रश्न गर्दैछौ। निक जिम्बोलसले तयार पारेको रिपोर्ट SBS नेपालीका लागि प्रस्तुत गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ सहकर्मी कृष्ण पोखरेल।
Hatred is that kind of intense, lasting dislike of someone because of the group they belong to, based on some sense that they are intrinsically evil or sort of morally wicked.
Uni hun Nick Hassam, Melbourne Vishwavidyalaya ka manobigyan ka professor.
It's based on a belief that you have suffered unfairly, unreasonably at the hands of someone else or some other group, and that drives an emotional state, which is often a sort of chronic kind of anger or contempt, aggressiveness or hostility, and that motivates action, which is usually some sort of revenge or distancing or a desire to see the people who you hate suffer in some way.
तर घृणा केबाट आउँछ अनि के हामी यसप्रति संवेदनशील छौँ त? मेटियो भेगानी समाजशास्त्र विषयका एसोसिएट प्रोफेसरका साथै ट्याक्लिङ हेट ल्याब नामक संस्थाका निर्देशक पनि हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि पूर्वजहरूले पूर्वाग्रहलाई कहिलेकाहीँ सामाजिक अस्तित्वको उपकरणका रूपमा पनि प्रयोग गर्थे।
So for thousands of generations, human beings lived in small bands, hunting, gathering food in hostile environments where basically survival depended on the group. Strangers could bring violence or take resources. So this is why when we see someone who looks different, our brain immediately says danger, fear, you know, escape, run. However, this is not the end, of course. Humans can resist hate. So we have a prefrontal cortex in our brain which can override emotional impulses.
तर आज हामी सिकारी जीवनशैली अपनाउँदैनौँ र पछिल्लो समय सामाजिक सञ्जाल र अनलाइन मार्फत घृणा फैलाइएको अनुभव हामी मध्ये केहीले गरेको हुनुपर्छ।
Hosts that are angry or outraged or express some kind of negative sentiment, they spread more than posts that say something positive. That's engagement. That is money to the social media companies.
उनी थिए इथिक्स सेन्टरका दार्शनिक डाक्टर टिम डेन।
It can lead to us calling people out, getting online, shouting about it, creating a sense of a moral panic. It prevents us from engaging and trying to understand, and it can prevent us from perspective taking, to understand that people see the world, engage the world in different ways.
सन् 2020 मा एरिन वेनाइच्युले एसियाली अस्ट्रेलियनहरूमाझ महामारीसँग सम्बन्धित जातीय विभेदका बारेमा सर्वेक्षण गरेकी थिइन्। उनका अनुसार गलत सूचना र प्रसारले उनको समुदायमा व्यवस्था र घृणा पैदा गराएको भेटियो।
A lot of doctors who were of Asian heritage were coming on social media telling people that patients were refusing care from them because to the patients they looked Chinese, whether they were or not.
एरिन, जो एसियन अस्ट्रेलियन अलायन्स की सहसंस्थापक पनि हुन्, उनी भन्छन् कि घृणा भोगेका मानिसहरूको नजरबाट हेर्दा उनीहरूलाई आफ्नो सांस्कृतिक पहिचान प्रति असहजता पैदा हुने र आफू त्यहाँ घुलमिल हुन नसक्दा बाहिरिया जस्तो महसुस हुन्छ।
That's where you get people who try to distance themselves from being Chinese, from being Asian, because they feel ashamed. They feel that, you know, the only way that they're going to be accepted in Australian society is to assimilate and also hate on everything that's Chinese or and hate their own cultural background.
Erin bhanchin ki Australia le sabai lai swagat garne bhaye tapani yaha kehi ghina ka swarup haru bhane samanya jastai bharaiyeka chan.
The Boxing Day cricket match last year when India was playing and then the crowds were yelling, "Where's your visa?" whatever it was. So to a lot of people, they look at that and they say, "That's not racist, that's not hatred."
Kura yahi nera jatil bancha. Professor Haslam ka anusar ghina ko paribhasha byakti pichhe farak cha. Sabai le एउटै व्यवहारलाई घृणाका रूपमा हेर्दैनन्।
So there's a lot of research showing that some people are more likely than others to define certain phenomena as instances of hate. Some people are much more likely to see the use of racial slurs as being intrinsically hateful and violent. Other people less so.
इथिक्स सेन्टरका डाक्टर डिन भन्छन्, मानिसहरूका केही विशेष व्यवहारप्रति आक्रोश पोख्नु जायज ठहर्याउन सक्छौँ, तर जब आक्रोश र घृणाको नैतिक पक्ष आउँछ, वास्तवमा हामीले यसप्रति कसरी प्रतिक्रिया दिन्छौँ भन्ने कुरा महत्वपूर्ण रहन्छ। उनी भन्छन् कि घृणा उत्पन्न हुनु अघि नै हामी आफैसँग केही प्रश्न गर्न सक्छौँ र रोक्न सक्छौँ।
How can we take other people's perspectives? How can we listen to understand with an open mind and with curiosity? And then there's a lower chance that hatred will even emerge in the first place, and then we have less to worry about in terms of an appropriate response.
एसबीएस इक्जामिन श्रृङ्खलाको यो भाग प्रस्तुत गर्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो सहकर्मी कृष्ण पोखरेल। मेरो नाम चाहिँ सपना फुयाल। पोडकास्ट सुनिरहनुभएका श्रोताहरू, यो जस्तै हाम्रा अन्य सामग्री सुन्नका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
अनलाइन र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepalimा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।